It is podcast time, ladies and gentlemen, and 2020 is an election year, and boy, do we have the political insight for you.
Plus, I got summoned for jury duty.
Someone screwed.
Let's screw them all now on the podcast.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Greg, Boner, what's up, dudes?
Is it podcast time?
It's podcast time. My favorite time of the week, man. Beers with the boys, and we get to record it.
Nice.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
I know. Well, I wonder if anything I say on this, can they use it against me for jury duty? Because I hope so.
Yeah.
I got something for jury duty in the mail, and I don't know. I'm wondering.
Seriously, you got called for jury duty?
Yeah. But I've already postponed it. And I postponed it till Martin Luther King Day because I figure they're closed that day. So I'm really, really thinking this through. Because it said I had to pick a day within the year. Because I got called for like next week. They just hit me. They were like, this is the first week we're doing juries back since COVID. We haven't had court in like 4 months. And congratulations, you're one of the first ones. And I'm like, I've never been called for jury duty ever. Like, I've made it 40 years without getting one of these things. So the first thing I say is, like, how do I not do that? Because I really don't want to get COVID. And it says you can pass if you don't feel comfortable, but this is your only pass.
Well, there you go.
You know, like, you have to pick a day between now and July 4th of next year, and you got to come in. So I looked at the calendar. I'm like, well, I don't want to go in the spring because it's, you know, going to be nice. I don't want to go in the summer. I don't want to go anytime soon. So I kind of circled like February. I'm like, February sucks. Like, I could do February jury duty.
Right. I mean, you probably could get out of it, I would think, if you just walked in, you know, took off your shirt, ran in going, fry them all, you know, and just that might
work. I don't want to do that. I would be.
Yeah, but I want to see it is the thing.
I don't want to be judged. I don't want to be the one the jury's, you know, going to try to sentence.
Dude, you know how many hits on Facebook I would get or YouTube if I filmed you doing that? That would be awesome. Please do that.
I just want to get out of jury duty, I guess, without getting arrested. But I also don't know. Do I want to get out of jury duty? I've never done it. Maybe it'll be fun. But my initial... my knee jerk is to just like, I don't want to do that at all costs. Don't do that.
Yeah, I have been called for jury duty once, and they ended up getting everybody they needed before they made it to me. So, you know, eventually they're like, all right, we're good. The rest of you jerks can go home. And that was that.
Greg, have you had jury duty?
You know, I went nearly my entire life without doing it. Michelle has been called to jury duty several times since we've been married. And the very first time I got called was like a year ago. And it was a big pool. You sit there in the courthouse. People.
Dude, sweet. They got a pool.
Yeah, they do. It's really nice. Yeah, out indoor, and it's heated, very nice. And they call people out of the pool. The little lawyer on the side with his whistle, he tweets and says, you, over here. And they ask you different questions. Well, I never got called out of the pool. And at the end of the day, I was let go. And you get paid... And I say paid with verbal italics around it. In Catoosa County, they pay you with like a $50 gift card. It's like a Visa gift card. And it's really strange. But you get it in the mail a couple of – like a week or so later. Thank you for doing your jury duty. Here's your – you know, parting gift. And as if being in a heated pool there at Catoosa County Courthouse was not enough, they give this to you. So I went out and I bought meth with it. So
nice.
Yeah.
Keep it in Ringgold.
Yeah. Well, closing the circle, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. So
if you had been busted, you would have been back and they would have needed a jury. And there you go. So, not bad.
Well, then maybe it's not as bad as this. So the worst, you know, the best case is I could show up in February and I have to sit there all day and they send me upon my way and I don't have to do anything. Worst case, they select me to be on the jury.
Right.
Well, I think there's a very slim chance of that.
I'd be a good juror.
Nobody wants their fate to be in your hands.
Of course they do. I'm one of the most opinionated people out there. I'm going to fry him or he's not guilty. Maybe I'll be the one juror who sees it in a totally different way. Maybe I'll end up writing a book about my experience.
To Kill a Mockingbird by Sean Stewart.
Prove it wrong. I don't know. I think I'd be a good juror. Like if I got chosen, I would do it as best of my ability. I just don't want to be inconvenienced. That's all this is. I just don't want to be inconvenienced.
You with the hot dog in his back pocket.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Sorry. I was tweeting. I can't do that in here. I've been live tweeting this whole thing. I would get kicked out for all kinds of reasons. I would get contempt of court. I'm guaranteed I would end up being arrested. And they would just...
You're out of order! And you're out of order! And you're out of order!
And what's my order? I want a Big Mac and a fry. And if you're taking more orders, I would like a milkshake too, please.
Yeah. Once again, I go back to... Nobody wants their fate in your hands. This is not good.
You know, my wife said the same thing. I gotta be picked for the jury to prove everybody wrong.
Like, right.
I think I'd be an excellent juror.
Okay.
Like, I saw Pauly Shore's jury duty. That's about as much as I know about being a juror.
Well, you are a skilled professional then.
Yeah, but now challenge accepted. If you don't think I can do it, I have to now do it.
Okay. Well, good luck with all that.
That's my goal in life, is just be a successful juror for one case. We got a guilty verdict. I told you I could do it.
Well, super. All right.
Yeah, plus, maybe I'll get out of work. If you get on the jury, like, can I not work? Is that right?
No, you have to take off. Acceptable.
Yeah, and they have to let you off.
I probably would get paid too while they paid me in gift cards.
Exactly. Hmm. They may pay you, I don't know, in Hamilton County, they may pay you in Kohl's cash. I don't know.
Hey, be almost equal to what I'm making now.
That was how Greg got to get twice as much meth as he would have, because he got paid, got to double dip on the whole payment bit.
It's like your side hustle. Jury duty.
Hey man, you want me to do jury duty for you, man? I'll do it for you.
Do it. I mean, yeah. See, what's going to drive me crazy, though, is sit in that room and they never call me. If I have to get there 8 o'clock in the morning and they never call my name and it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, it doesn't work that way.
What do you mean?
No, it doesn't work that way at all. They'll, I mean, you'll either be selected. It doesn't take that long, like an hour.
Really? You know, I'm thinking this is like an all-day process.
No. I mean, if you're selected, then, dude, you're in. Uh-oh. You know, but other than that, if you're not selected, you know, if they don't need you, then they just send you home. You're done. That's it. Game over.
Do you think there's the people the opposite of this who, like, chase and they want to be on the jury?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they are usually very... I'm going to stop right there. They're very lonely people. Let's just say that.
Yep. Well, if I remember right, they asked, you know, do you want to do, you know, did anybody volunteer? It was something like that. Maybe I'm thinking of it wrong because it's been about 15 years or so since I got the opportunity.
I know you're jealous of mine.
But it seemed like they, you know, asked if that was, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm just making stuff up. I have no idea. No idea what I'm even saying right now.
Whatever. Yeah. I'll let you guys know how it goes if I come February. We'll see. But that was my awesome thing that happened this week. Like, oh, great. Something else I can try to get out of.
So did any of you see this article that about how 1 in 7 men are sort of kind of turned on by Alexa?
Mm. No, I didn't see that, but do they make a new kind of Alexa with holes in it, or is there something I'm missing out on?
Just by her voice. Just by her voice.
Hey, Alexa, it's just been you and me during the pandemic.
You and me. And your computer. Would you like me to share your creepy and perverse searches with everyone in your family?
No, that's okay. I was thinking maybe you could talk dirty to me.
Dirt is a substance, such as mud or dust, that soils someone or something.
That's not exactly what I had in mind.
I know what you're thinking, but I'm not that kind of girl.
But I was thinking...
Why don't you think about having a real conversation with an actual human? Or is that too hard for you to imagine, Mr. Pornhub?
Never mind.
Never mind is a phrase used especially in negative contexts, denoting less than likely.
Alexa, stop.
Don't ever proposition me again, you disgusting little man.
Yo,
disgusting little man.
Wow.
Harsh.
Yikes. Yeah, that ain't good.
Yeah, but not good at all, dude. But 1 in 7 guys are turned on by her voice, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but have you listened to that slut Siri? Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, I 1 in 7. All right. Well. Look, there's a lot of weird people in the world. I know I did a story last week on this woman who makes more in a month than I make in, I figured it out, almost 3 years by acting like a dog naked on the interwebs.
I saw that. She looks wild. Like, she's like barking on all fours, like drinking and eating out of bowls. She wears like a leash.
Yeah.
You can play.
Yeah, and she's making 6 figures every month doing that.
What?
That's what?
Yeah.
Well, she quit her job. She was like she had like a good job and she quit to be a dog.
Yeah. And I'm like,
they command her from the internet.
Yeah, dude, I would have no problem eating out of a doggy bowl. I'll crawl around. I don't care. My shame, whatever. You know, I would have plenty. I would have plenty of money left over to get therapy. So it really wouldn't bother me.
You'd be dressed in like a leather unitard with a collar and a nice little hat, like, you know.
I don't care.
Pulled around on a leash.
Dude, I don't care. You know,
I know
what?
You'd be excited to go take a dump in the neighbor's yard.
Fine with me. You know, ain't going to bother me none. You know, not for 6 figures a month.
Yeah, dude, now, she's pretty hot, too. It's a wild story. And if you have the money, people are just like, I can command a woman to act like a dog and she'll do what I say. It's just, it's good for her for thinking of that job.
It got me to, you know, wondering what could I do? You know, something like that? Or would people pay me to like dress up as a gopher turtle and just like move incredibly slowly through the house? I don't know. I'll do it naked. It ain't gonna impress anybody, but you know, whatever.
It's all about views, man. You got to get the views up. Maybe it's not one person seeing. What if it was hundreds of thousands seeing?
Well, you know what? If there's, 6 figures involved, to whatever. I don't care. I'm in.
Whatever.
So you have no shame when it comes to money that you will do darn near everything. Sit, boner, stay.
Yeah. Okay. Forget I said anything. Never mind. Moving on.
I guess Kanye West is going to run for president. I don't know if you saw that. Just giving people more options.
Awesome. Good.
Are, Yeah. Are any of you feeling like 2020 is now like a Mad Libs in real life? It's like we're just filling in adjectives and nouns with just random words and saying, well, okay, this is what's happening today.
Kanye West is running for the presidency.
Yeah.
Kanye 2020.
I stubbed my toe.
Running for president.
I got plastic surgery.
Kanye 2020.
No, it ain't. The next thing is the same thing.
Running for president.
And I have my leather pants on.
In November.
We are trapped in a loop.
Kanye 2020.
I stubbed my toe. My toe.
So, Sean, if you will transcribe what we just played from Kanye, commit it to memory, you'll get out of jury duty.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That's the act we should do. I should just go in there and do a Kanye rant, and then you film Matt, I'll go viral, and get out of jury duty.
And end up being president.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even think about that angle, too.
I promise. Lots of cool stuff, like a hot dog in every back pocket.
Monday's off, and legal marijuana. And I will be president very soon.
Yeah, instead of a chicken in every pot? A hot dog in every back pocket.
Or an Uncrustable. I mean, everybody who votes can get one of those, too.
Right.
You know.
Sean Stewart 2020. He's unbeatable and Uncrustable.
That's exactly it.
Nice.
And my running mate would be, while you use the Oscar Mayer car to drive around and do my campaign in. The Wienermobile.
Yeah. That's the new presidential. Here I am, people.
Just waving out the Wienermobile.
We're not using that anymore. No, it's
It'd be like a badass Wienermobile, though. It could turn into a tank. The Wiener opens up and just, you know, starts wrecking havoc.
You get a wiener and you get a wiener.
Oh my God.
That. Yeah, I do like the Sean Stewart 2020. Like, I don't know. Why not?
Shaking hands and kissing wieners.
I promise a hot dog for everybody every Tuesday for the next 4 years. Check your mailboxes. You just see me driving around neighborhoods putting wieners in mailboxes.
Yeah, the new presidential giant ass 747 hot dog wiener mobile thing. Wow, that would be awesome.
The Mickey Mouse song could be playing. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Boom, hot dog, hot dog, hot dog.
I'm Sean Stewart, and I endorse this message.
I approve that message right there. I bet I'd get like the hot dog Union of America to support.
Oh yeah, they'd be loving you.
Yeah, I
guess Sean Stewart, he plumps when you vote for him.
Oh, love that, Greg. Greg, you're my campaign manager. Hire.
Nice.
Sure, you played one in a movie sometime. You're qualified. You read a script about one or something.
Yeah. Oh my.
So yeah, you're in. I think this would be good. And Boner, you could be my vice president if you want.
Eh. All right. All right. No, I think that's probably the greatest gig ever, the vice president. They are a complete waste of time and a joke. So
yeah, there's not much going on there.
Yeah.
And all the hot dogs you can eat. There'll be hot dogs everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, you go and
you get those like
you just walk around the White House. There's like a hot dog bar every 20 feet.
That's all there is. Hot dog bars. Every meal's hot dogs.
Yeah. Nice.
That's gonna.
I mean, this would be the perfect gig. This would be the greatest gig for me ever. All I got to do is nothing. Absolutely nothing. And then, if for some crazy reason one day you did something good, then I just take credit for being a part of it.
That's it. It's easy.
Yeah. That's it. There ain't nothing else to do.
Boss Hog.
Yeah. This is a pretty sweet gig. I'm in.
Yeah, me too. All right, cool. So, yeah, we got some campaigning to do. I think we'll definitely get the popular vote.
Oh, I would think. Yeah.
Easily. It's some electoral votes that are going to keep us back, but the popular one, I'm sure we got that easily.
I mean, dude, what's more American than, you know, hot dogs and...
Mondays off.
Mondays off, yeah.
That's our platform. Hot dogs and Mondays off.
Right.
Make America 4-day work weeks again.
Yeah. We want to make America lazy again.
Yeah. Make 3-day weekends normal again.
Greg, what do you got? You're the campaign manager. Help us here.
No, I'm sitting back and letting you guys do all the campaign sloganing now.
No guts, no glory. Yeah. We have to fire Greg before this even gets going. He seems
right.
Like he wants no part of this Sean Boner 2020 campaign.
All right, fine.
It's fine. We'll get a better campaign manager.
Let's see. You know, try to think of any type of advertising campaign that you can think of. I mean, like, you know, vote for Sean Stewart. He plumps when you vote for him. We had that. So let's see. The old Toyota, you know, Sean Stewart. It just feels right.
Oh, nice.
All yeah.
Right. You're back hired again, Greg. You're back all in. Right. We'll fold you back in.
Yeah, for maybe some of our more creepy voters. Sean Stewart 2020. Shh. Just let it happen.
I like that.
Sean Stewart 2020. In the voting booth, no one can hear you scream.
There we go. You know what you could do? You could add due to the pandemic to Sean Stewart for president.
Yeah, vote for Sean Stewart due to the pandemic.
That was your Facebook thing that blew up.
That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun.
It was, man. It was really cool. So you did add due to the pandemic to the end of a famous movie quote.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I can only think of one movie quote off the top of my head.
What is that?
Shitter's full.
Due to the pandemic. That's awesome.
It works. I see what you're doing there. I see why that was so much fun.
Yeah. Save the neck for me, Clark, due to the pandemic.
No, there were some Rock 105 listeners were awesome with some of the things that they came up with. Some of them were very, very much out there. The one that got me the most was there was one from Blade Runner. I mean, it was very detailed. I'm going to have to find it now. But I was like amazed.
That's what she said. By-
Of course, Boner, I enjoyed yours that you posted. I
forgot what I wrote.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me due to the pandemic?
Well, it's obviously it's something we say in the office all the time.
You know, right.
I have
right.
nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
And by the way, that is from the movie. Is it the first one, Meet the Fockers, or Meet the Parents?
The Parents.
Yeah, Meet the Parents.
Yeah.
Meet the Parents, the first one, absolutely.
But this one, I mean, this guy, Riley, on the Rock 105 Facebook, he said, I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I've watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears and rain. Time to die due to the pandemic. That's from Blade Runner. That was great. That hit me right in my movie-loving heart.
I never would have gotten that.
Yeah. And right after that, Jason said, I am tired of these snakes on these plane due to the pandemic.
Yeah.
Hey, bartender, Joe Boo needs a refill due to the pandemic.
And that, you know what? My other choice was incidentally that, and I went with, you know, I have nipples, Greg, you know, can you milk me? But the other one was up your butt, Joe Boo.
During the pandemic.
Up your butt, Joe Boo.
That's funny, man. Make sure you follow along on Facebook, like us, follow, you know, at Chatterrock105. That's also where we post the podcast, which is a lot of fun, fellas.
Right on.
I'll catch up with you gents next week. Cheers.
Cheers.